Yes, we're back after a week off writing the cooking. Scotland's new management team, Derek and Frank, how are we doing, alright?
We've done better than the management team is there now.
By the way, the 1 week that you could have actually won a cooking was
I know.
I don't know about that, Si.
I think we'd have done a better job of picking the team.
You think so?
I think so. I think it was for me anyway, I know there's a lot of you don't know what's happening behind the scenes. I thought some of the decisions for playing decisions was...
What ones were you?
McTominay's a big... For me, I mean, he's a good player. He's playing one of the best teams, biggest teams in the world. And he's played the last six games for Man United, get many match against Paris Saint-Germain, and he kind of get in the Scotland team. Something not... I thought he was injured, but when you brought him on 10 minutes to go, 3-0 down... A holding player, you're bringing a holding player on 3 minutes to go, 10 minutes to go. It's a bit, what are you going to hold?
I know what you were told
Susie, but that was a kind of a slight worry when you looked at that midfield. Yeah. You know, all good players individually, but you just say it there, a holding midfielder. No. When you get away from home, mm-hmm. you've got to give the opposition a wee bit more mm-hmm. respect, get a foothold in the game, don't lose anything early. Mm-hmm. What did we go and do? You know, a couple of goals down early. Mm-hmm. So I thought we should have started with a holding midfielder. Just initially, you get mm-hmm. a wee foothold in the game, and then we get a wee feel of it. You know, you take the best that they've got first 20 minutes, then you go and start mm-hmm. to play. Win the battle first. So you know that yourself. We've been told it many a times as players. Win the battle, then you go and play. We didn't do that.
Especially with such an inexperienced back four as well. Stick a holding midfielder in front of them.
It looks as if they haven't even met. You know, the boys, it looked as if they hadn't even met each other.
Well, Shinnie'd never played left back for ages, and the boy right back is his debut.
That was a risk. That was a risk.
You've got Stephen O'Donnell there who plays on AstroTurf.
He plays on AstroTurf. Mm. I didn't get that. Mm. But the other thing is, I mean, you're putting stupid thoughts into football. You know what footballers are like? Putting stupid thoughts into their head. They're going over there, and he's talking about, you know, time zones and all that. I mean, footballers don't want to know that. They just go there, get them ready for the game. You know, if you start mm-hmm. thinking about, well, if you get them, don't sleep and keep them up, no, I mean, it wouldn't have been a problem with me. These boys are family men, you know. I'd have been fine.
Is it the worst result in Scotland?
Since I've been watching Scotland, of course it is.
Is it time for a change as well, dear?
For me, you know, I've known the big man for a number of years. Mm-hmm. He didn't look good. He's under pressure. You know, he didn't look too good. So, listen, your health's the most important thing. So, if it is going to affect him, maybe... We always talk about the sack. Maybe it would be the best thing to step down. But but the players, listen, let's not get away from it. You can be talking about formations and all that and whatever. Players have got a duty to themselves. When they cross that white line, go and perform, fight for the jersey. They didn't do it. And let's not just criticise the boys that were on the park. Now, Shinnie got a hell of a time, by the way. Hey, he turns up for every international
match. He's desperate
match.
To play.
Even when he doesn't play, irrespective of what's on an AstroTurf, I don't care. Get out there. And perform. They didn't do it. So the guys that quite rightly so that didn't turn up should get a bit of stick as well.
I shit myself. That's the first time I've seen
it. I've got a bit annoyed about it.
Ferguson Death there.
I know. You talk to Dale, were you?
That's all passion there. I love that, Dale. No, but I agree 100%.
It's all wrong.
On the Astros, should have just took Livingston over, so they probably would have got a draw. You can beat anyone in Astros.
Do you know that too many of them look for excuses in this day and age? They'll use their clubs as well. If you don't want to go, just be upfront and honest and say, no, I don't fancy it. Mm. If you don't fancy it, we'll get the younger ones in, the guys even that are hungry and want to go there and perform. I'm just a wee bit sick and fed up.
I don't get it.
Are you desperate to play for Scotland?
I never got enough games for Scotland. I only get five caps, but one of them, they phoned me up at 6 in the morning. There was a lot of call-offs and I went
what
to
what were you doing at 6
in the morning?
I wasn't in. Just came out of the dance.
I phoned him back and he wanted me to go to Saudi Arabia and I went.
So there you go.
It's one of them.
And you were top players at the time as well.
It's one of them. There was a lot of call-offs and that.
He was a top player. But it just shows you.
I went to Saudi Arabia.
The guys went
somewhere you can't even have a drink. Saudi Arabia, and they drink that. And I still went. What a pro.
Right, we'll get on to the domestic stuff. Before we start, like the band that hit.
No.
So Derek,
I can't see anything of that. I should do that, I'm the honest lad.
I thought I did a remake of Midnight Express.
I've never seen it.
You said that, you're spot on.
Oh, what a couple of arseholes. Right, Celtic v Rangers preview. Is this the game that will decide the league title?
I think so. I think it's been decided anyway. So,
right.
I think the challenge that we thought was going to happen with Rangers after New Year didn't materialise, simple as that. And that's, you know, Stevie Gerrard and the management team there recognised that.
But say you win an Old Firm at Celtic Park for Rangers, they thought you go 7 points, and then is there not a wee chance after that if you win the game?
Yeah, but they've done it. They got it level. They got it level at New Year, and instead of kicking on, me, that would have made me kick on. They thought they'd won it. They thought they were going to win the league. There was boys coming out. There was boys coming out.
Didn't know what to say.
There was boys coming out and saying, you know, they're scared of us now and all that. And I'm thinking, yeah,
by boys, you can just say Derek.
You know, I'm talking about players, actual players.
Right.
Players for the coming out of the dressing room saying that they're scared of us. And I'm thinking, you shouldn't say that, because it's just that's a team talk. Mm. You know, the manager just won't have to say anything to these boys, and Lenny will be. I mean, he'll have them fired up, you know. So.
Will it be a different team, that Rangers team that beat Celtic at Ibrox, or can you see going at Celtic for the off?
They've got to play in the same manner. Mm. They've got to be aggressive. Yeah. They've got to press Celtic, and that's what they've got to look at that game, you know, and try and replicate it. It's easier season done going to Celtic.
To be fair,
I've never,
you know, my football, just no taking away Celtic and Rangers, I've never seen a team that hasn't played well. The whole team never played well at Ibrox.
Celtic.
I mean, you can't say, normally you get one or two that stand out and they've done well, but not one player played well for Celtic. So you think, well, that's a whole team, apart from the goalkeeper, maybe a couple of saves. So that's not going to happen again.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've always said, try and put if you can, and it's easier said than done. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm under pressure,
especially
at
Celtic Park. Yeah,
you know, if you can do that, you know, there's a mistake in Celtic, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But it's a wee bit easier at Ibrox. It's going to be a little bit more difficult on the Parkhead. But they've got to look at that game and look at other results that Celtic have maybe struggled. And most of the time, it's when they're put under pressure at the back. The middle to front, I've said it often enough to you, Mac, as well. Celtic are different class. Uh-huh. But at the back,
they get lazy sometimes because they don't think they're going to get pressed that much.
Because they don't get pressed,
you know,
often enough.
You know, they think,
you get an ordinary
you've got
player,
to be aware of who's running, but you,
you get an ordinary,
you've got to be aware.
Time and space on the ball. Uh-huh. You know, they can go and pass it. Put good players under pressure, they can deal with it. Put average players under pressure, they struggle.
Fold that a day.
I don't know. I think Benkovic is going to be fit, so that's going to be a massive. That'll be a massive.
I think it'll be a game low in quality. I mean, both teams are not playing
particularly
well. I
think so. There's a few headliners for me. What I can hear is Rodgers will fit and willing to play, so he'll start because he's.
He's getting all the inside info for you.
No, I just called him.
Who? Who? No. Who knows
it? My missus.
So Roderick starts with you, is he?
The players.
Makes a change for you, doesn't it?
I know. Yes.
So you ain't going to play?
If he's fit, he'll play. He'll start, I think, because I think, for one, I think Lenny's a big fan of his. And he's a massive player against Rangers. He always has been. Mm. You know,
see the Scotland results and performances. Will that affect the players that are going to play in this Old Firm game?
Don't know.
Not at all.
The gate's going
to get. That's forgotten about now.
Get the Rangers job.
I think so. Of course, I don't think that even matters. Nah. That's game to carry itself. You know, as an individual, me and you as players, it's whatever else is going. Wondering about, you don't bother, you focus on this, you can't wait for this game. Mm-hmm. I just hope the players have got, I'm talking from a Rangers point of view, I hope they are looking forward to it. Because if you start kind of fearing that situation, fearing what's going to happen, then you've got problems. So, you know, you're like, it's a bit like, come on, I want a bit of this.
Definitely, when we played, when the games come up, didn't matter the form, that went right out the window. I'm not too sure about that nowadays.
What do you think, players think about things?
I think they think too much, maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody, in my opinion, in this stage, overthinks things.
Aye.
So did they. You can think, as daft as it sounds, you can overthink the game.
And we talked a couple of weeks ago about defenders must find it easy because they just come in, every striker comes short. I mean,
we're talking about
that one goal. I mean, Scotland, the one pass ball, it's straight pass. Mm-hmm. They can do it. And I'm thinking, what happened to defending? You know, we've not got that. It's an art that's going out of the game, I think. Mm-hmm. They just come short and nobody runs out of the tap.
Yeah. Okay, for Neil Lennon, does he need to win the treble to keep his job at Celtic?
I think he won the title anyway. I think he's got to win the title. It'd be lovely if he can win the treble and, you know, and get cemented the job, so I think so.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to see him get it?
I think he's dyed in the wool Celtic man, so... I would like to see it. The last two games have not been covered, but apart from that, the two games before it, two games in Edinburgh, mm-hmm. it was a different class. Two massive games.
The games that matter.
Massive games, you know.
And that's been the reoccurring theme with me. I've said when it comes to the crunch, comes to the big games, Celtic have come up with the answers this season.
For
Rangers, you know, in Sunday, it's probably one that owe the punters, the fans, mm-hmm. you know, that have been sticking by them through thick and thin, you know, and there have been some poor results. Obviously, we look back at the semi-final, the game against Aberdeen. So this is one for the punters. You know, I've got to think about, you know, again, you think that sometimes you live in this bubble, you know. Mm. No, listen, you're well paid, you're at a huge club, go and do it for the punters.
Is this again for your McCrorys, your Ryan Jacks, the Scottish boys?
Could be, I'd love to see McCrory. Yeah. You know, you're talking about died in the will. You know, there you go, a guy that's come up through the ranks, he's a Rangers boy. And people sometimes dismiss that. Mm. No, listen, I'm that, he's that, aren't we? Mm. We love day games. Mm. It's what we live for. Right. So do you get that extra bit out of you? Aye, I think so. So I think there's a wee bit, well, not a wee bit, there's a good bit in that.
I think there'll be a lot of passion that in the weekend. Mm. There's a lot of comments been made recently about Lenny as well, where he's passionate.
He's celebrating.
What's the matter with that? There's nothing the matter with that. The people are talking about it are people that's never played the game. Mm. And I really get fed up with it, you know. They've never known that emotion, that excitement, because, you know, they've just lived their life.
There are a couple of angry men.
But we played football, we know what it is.
There's a lot of other nonsense that goes on. Right, but what it's about the rivalry. Aye. It's about the passion.
Yeah.
Off the park, I've seen it often off of us, you know, we can have a laugh and a joke, but once we cross that white line,
remember,
you know, we want to kick lumps at each other. We want to win. There's nothing wrong with that.
Coyce was on the phone. He was on yesterday in the radio.
I've been listening to him.
He was saying some people are different. You know, you get some people that don't talk in the tunnel. He said, and then you get people in McAvey going, where are we going tonight? He said, we're going to partner kick. What was it?
That's what it's all about. One thing I wanted to ask you about, Derek, they're quoting $7 million for Ryan Kidd. Would you pay the money?
If Rangers got it.
If they did have it, would you pay it?
Aye, of course, because he's been a shining light in the Rangers team. He's the one that can make things happen in the final third, which is really important. Boy, he looks a player, so that tells you everything. There's a few other clubs.
Does he get enough goals, though, that's the argument against
him? Listen, he's a winger. You should know.
They brought that boy that.
You know, but I think sometimes we look too much. He beats men, he creates things, he attracts players to him. When he attracts players to him, what is he doing? He's leaving space and time for other players to go and hurt them. So I think he's a right good player. $7 million, Rangers have no go at that. I don't think they have. But hey, credit the boy. There's big clubs.
Take the other boy from Motherwell, that'll be a replacement for him, won't it? That's what they'll be looking at.
Jones as well.
Jones is not bad in the midfield. Yeah. But for out wide, I think the boy for Hasty for Motherwell, that's where they'll be hoping to get him cheaper than nothing mine.
Because that's a realisation that they've not got that money to pay to get Kent there. So that's what looking for backup. So are they as good as Kent? I'm not so sure.
But he's a young boy. He's not tried and tested, so you don't know what's going to happen. To be honest with you,
just talking about Kent. For me, Rangers' best player. Celtic, who are you putting at right back, Toljan or Lustig?
Me, I'd put the younger to him because Toljan can get forward and deal with Kent. Mm. I think. But in saying that, I think so. He put his pace and all that.
He'll need to get close to him
and wind him up like he does with other players. But I don't know if he's got the legs to do that anymore. Mm. If he's got centre halves, then I think he'll play Toljan because he's got pace, he can get up and he can cause problems and make Kent think about going that way.
So he's got more mobility, Toljan, hasn't he?
Because he loves going there, but he can't get back. So I just cheat and go, on you go, knowing that he's not going to get it. Mm-hmm. But with Toljan, he's got that energy in it, he'll go and you'll just keep going.
You know what I mean? Because you don't know where he's going to go, inside, outside. Mm-hmm. I think if Lustig is up against him, I think he'd be in for a rough time.
So. And Rangers need a big performance for the Buffalo.
Oh, of course, he's been Rangers' best player. Put everything aside, which we normally talk about him. You know, he's the threat, so he is. So, but he's got to get the ammunition. So that's up to the boys in the middle of the park. We're talking about Kent, giving the game the ammunition. But he's got to produce because he's done pretty well through. Well, no, done pretty well, done extremely well. But it's a big game, it's against Celtic. Has he done it against them yet? No, really. So this is a big game for him as well.
He's missed a couple of chances, blatant chances. And that'll be in his mind, you know. But me, I'd if it was at Celtic Park, I'd have a couple of traps for him in the tunnel.
Right, I'm going to do the coon, but the coon's a waste of time now, so I'm going to ask you a prediction now. How do you see it going?
I'd be happy if Rangers come away with a draw, but first and foremost, what I want is a good performance, a battling performance, and I've said it here, one for the punters, because it's been a hard watch. You know, there has been improvements, we get that, but at the end of the day, it's about going up against your biggest rivals and trying to match yourself against them, and it looks as if we've come up second best. So the performance we had the last time out against Celtic, we want a bit of that.
So draw?
I'd be happy if I draw it, to be honest with you.
So, what's your prediction?
No, he's not taking it.
Just tell him.
He's not taking it.
Right, prediction.
For the Old Firm game?
Yes.
Oh, Celtic win.
Comfortable or hard game?
I think it'll be comfortable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, Hearts versus Aberdeen. Big team for third place at Tynecastle. Is that a must win for Hearts?
I think so, but we keep talking about it every week. Aberdeen.
You just don't know what Aberdeen's going to turn up.
You just don't know who's going to turn up. You know, on their day, they're capable of beating anyone. You know, as a proven, but I don't know how it's going. I've not touched it, so that's
maybe
a good thing. Maybe a good thing.
Aberdeen are 5 points ahead of Hearts. Is it a must win for Hearts?
In that respect, we wanted to close the gap obviously Aberdeen, but I tell you what, it's going to be a battle. There's been a wee bit of animosity between the two managers as well.
We tend
to forget about that. But they're two physical sides, so that's going to be a battle, that one.
But these are the games for me that Aberdeen do get up for, I think. Tough games away from home.
They enjoy that.
If I was taking anyone, I'd take Aberdeen, but I'm not taking them.
All the best, Aberdeen, if Frank's touch you.
Aye.
Rangers having a tough game on Sunday. If Rangers get beaten, Aberdeen do win the game. Is the race on for second place?
No.
I think Rangers won it second place anyway.
They've got it nailed, Rangers. I think Aberdeen, they've just gave themselves too much, you know. But it's still been a decent season, you know, and still get the semi final. They look forward
to it. The problem is they beat the big teams and draw with the big teams, and then they let themselves down when they get to
the big teams. I look at what Derek McInnes has got at his disposal in terms of the money. That guy overachieves. I've seen it over the last 4 or 5 years.
But just Lee Hinsey, they shouldn't have got beat with Hamilton up there and, you know, a couple of games and drove the line.
Hamilton are that Jekyll and Hyde side. You just don't know
what they're getting. But Aberdeen, if they're wanting to be the same. Best
and he was annoyed
Scotland.
At that. He was up to that, Derek McInnes, and quite rightly so. So was I. I watched the game. Yeah. But it just shows you when you're no up for it, when you don't give the opposition the right respect, you know, you could get found wanting. And that's what happened to Aberdeen.
So see a third place finish in a cup final for Aberdeen, is that a good season?
I think so. I keep saying it, just because I watch Aberdeen more often now, it kind of hits home to me that the job McInnes has been doing up there.
Your old club, Frank St Mirren, last night against St Johnstone. Simeon Jackson gets a penalty in the 20th minute.
Did you see it?
And tries to dink it.
I heard about it.
You need to see it. I tell you what.
Listen, I'd have got the bat. I'd have battered him if I was your manager.
If you were the manager, what would be your
fellow player? My teammates, that's ridiculous. It's just, you can't do that. You know, it looks so good when you're. See, when you're 3-0 up, you can do that. But no, you've got to go and just smash it and put it in, make 1-0, and it's a different game. So they'll not be happy. The players will not be happy with them. You know, it's all right. But the bottom line is, see what we're talking about. I don't know if the players nowadays will be too disappointed because they don't care anymore.
Well, you don't think they'll pull them up?
Too nice to each other.
If Andy Walker had done that, they'll get choked.
I heard the manager speak, he wasn't happy. You know, but you know something that I would have maybe done? I'd have kept that in-house, that anger with the manager. I know he's come out and he said it to the press. I'd have kept that in the dressing room, you know, and had a right go at him. The players... If I'd have been playing, you would have gone for the throat.
When's the last time you've seen somebody shouting at somebody?
I know. That's what I've missed. They don't fall for each other. But at that time in the game, to go a goal up when you're fighting and scratching for your life.
Because people get mortgages and he's doing that.
You know, give me peace. He's a decent player, boy.
He's a good player.
But he's not that good a player.
No.
To try and give the keeper eyes and sign.
Plus, it puts massive pressure on him.
He could have been down and got up and saved that. He could have fell and then got up and saved that. again, it was embarrassing.
Right, so. puts massive pressure on them as well for this weekend. Yes. Yes. Dundee. You could be going into that game ahead in Dundee. It's a must win for St.
Man. It's a must win for St. Man. If they don't, they're doomed.
And if they get a penalty, would he do it again?
It's a shame because I'm going to a game next week and it'll be a terrible atmosphere.
No, you're not letting them near the penalties for me.
No, that's your last chance. That's him. Yeah, just get somebody to go and blast it. Just get somebody to go in.
Yeah. But how do you see that game going, St. Man Dundee? Tense affair.
Isn't it half, you know?
Two good games, and
it's one of the games, you know, I think St. Man might just edge it. I've got a wee feeling. Aye. You know, and I think the bit. Well, going back to what I just said, there'll be choice words and that, and you know, and he's right off the penalties for me, but St. Mirren have improved for the last month or so, 6 weeks, so yeah. I've got a wee feeling that they might just edge it.
But Dundee, good performance against Celtic, that gives them a wee bit of hope going into the game.
I don't know.
Do you think the games against Celtic are easier to play well in? Because I think because
The expectancy is nothing. They're not expecting to get anything. So when you get something against Celtic Rangers, you know, but you have every game's a cup final. When these teams, you go to these teams, when you're playing for Celtic Rangers, every game's a cup final because these teams are up for it.
Raising their game.
Every time. Whereas they don't raise their game when they're going, so they might not raise their game then it's a month.
That's because the beauty of the split, isn't it? Because you're saying, like, to a certain extent, the pressure is there. Because nothing is expected. Now when the split comes, every game matters. Mm-hmm. So it does. So the pressure is on. And it's not just about the livelihoods of the boys in the park. It's everybody concerned with that football club.
I hope they do well. I hope they beat them.
Good.
Sorry, Dundee.
Right, two guys who have made William Hill the most money out of any two punters this year.
There we go.
Here we go, it's cooking time.
Here we go.
Don't know why this feature's still here, but...
I know.
This guy's going for the Friday night game, Livingston versus Hibs. By the way, we must give Hibs a wee shout. We gave Heckenbottom a stick at the start, he's done good.
But who?
Who gave him a stick?
This man gave him a stick.
I said he was second best. There's nothing wrong with that.
But let's give him some credit. He's done well, but now
he should be in saying, I want a better contract because you can tell that he's going to have a terrible contract offer. I mean, the bottom line, the other guy never come up because if he gets sacked, only get a couple of months. Yeah, that's not the way you do business, is it? So he's done well. He's come in and proved himself. He should be getting, you know, if you get sacked, you get your contract. That's what it happens.
Right, okay. So
get a good lawyer, son.
You're divorced,
I know. Well, I've got a few. North or South?
Right, he's a production for his game.
Come on, right. Hibs, I'm going to go for Hibs. I think they're doing well and they're on a roll.
You need some percora to go and make.
I thought
somebody's waiting on you.
That's alright. They can wait, it's only a head of Scottish football. I don't worry.
Right, Motherwell versus St Johnstone.
I'm going to go for Motherwell home. I think Motherwell's showing they brought a lot of youngsters in, but my God, they can play the boys, can they? And I'm enjoying watching them.
And a disappointing result last time at Marcus.
Yeah. So I think they'll get up for it. You know, and they don't fear. Their young boys don't fear nothing. Mm-hmm.
That'll not affect them. Kilmarnock versus Hamilton.
Sorry, Racy, but I'm going for Kilmarnock.
Two old mates, but
I think it's...
Who do you like better, Steve Clark?
I played a lot longer with Stevie than
so
I.
So Stevie,
so, right. But Racy's a bit of fun. For a writer.
And finally, it's Celtic v Rangers.
Told you, Celtic.
That's the Franks Coopin then. On to Derek, Motherwell versus St Johnston.
Motherwell, there'll be a reaction to the last time out. It was a poor result for them. So, and Maka just says it, I enjoy watching the young boys. They play with a freedom, but an aggression and also at home advantage.
That'll be another aggressive game, won't it? Motherwell St Johnston.
It's good. This is a great time of the season. Because it's a business end, isn't it? A lot of games matter. That's what I love about it.
Okay, St Mirren v Dundee.
I'm going to go for St Mirren, just to edge it. No, that was a blow to them last night, you know, when we talked about that penalty miss. So again, I think there might be a reaction. A tense affair, nothing in it, but I think someone might just edge it. Wee hunch.
I'll go for a draw for it. Hearts v Aberdeen.
Draw. Battle.
You took all the big ones, didn't you?
No scores.
One each, you know, there's one or two boys for Aberdeen maybe struggling a wee bit.
Time zones and all that. Aberdeen Edinburgh. Are they sticking an Aberdeen time zone for the two?
So I'm going to go a draw. Scored draw. In fact,
scored draw.
And Kilmarnock versus Hamilton.
I'm going to go with Mark. I'm going to think Kelly. I'll just edge it. Okay. Maybe too much quality.
And you're off to eat pakora. I thought you were vegan.
I'm just making it.
Who are you going with?
You're a what?
No, vegan. Because I don't eat. No.
I was wondering what you said there.
No. He's wanting me to come out his own, I can't do a TV.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers.